greatest.
Blog Talk Radio.
79-0, man. Just when I score 77, then 78, I get a new hat, 78-0, and what do I do after that? I get win number 79. I'm speechless. Speechless, man. I'm the greatest. See, I'm fighting it so often because I'm going to Ukraine to see my wife very, very soon, in less than 2 weeks. Yeah, I'm leaving. I can't buy the plane ticket yet because I'm still on probation, but I get off probation in a week. Then I'm going to buy it. And this is, once I get the passport, I'm going to buy it. And, I'm out of here. Yeah, she can't wait, and I can't wait. And, listen, this girl, my wife, she loves me so much. She's, 7 months and been waiting for me. I mean, that's not only is that love, but that's wow. That's some serious. That's madly in love, baby. That's Ms. Zelenoff right there, man. What girl would wait for a man for 7 months, long distance? I mean, and be faithful to that, man. I mean, she talks to me every single day. I mean, Skype and everything on the phone. And of course she's faithful to me, and I'm faithful to her, you know what I mean? But when we're in person together. So that's what I'm saying. So, I mean, I'm not retired. I'm fucking not retired, man. I'm beating the shit out of 6'4 kickboxers, 205-pound bare-knuckle fighters. That guy that I jabbed and he flew the fuck away, yeah, that guy's a bare-knuckle fighter, man. That guy's for real, man. I beat the shit out of him. Thing is, and Gilles Zavala embarrassed him, and it's just been, the grass has been getting greener and greener for me, and when I'm in Ukraine, I don't know how long I'm going to be there, maximum 6 months, but I can leave any time, but I'm not going to do that. What the fuck, man, I love my wife, dog. I'm not going to just, wave her hanging and just go back to the States and be like, oh, fuck, I can't leave. I need to be there for the embassy to let her out. But a lot of things I want to cover on this radio. Let's see. No, listen. Deontay Wilder's a joke. I've not beaten him. He's refused the rematch. I've won so many fights after I beat him. The TKO, the left hook in the ring, stands out a little more than his back of the head, fucking knockdown, fluke knockdown. Right before that, I bombed on him in the body, and then he disqualified himself, and then I went outside and said, motherfucker, right here, right now. And then his fucking team got in the middle. They're like, yo, not here, man. Charlie, relax. That cameraman, he was like, his cameraman told me, he's like, yo, not here, man. Calm down, man. I'm like, y'all bitches, man. Fucking clowns, man. Oh my god, man, fucking Joker's nag. Don't miss it. Yeah, but who won the fight, though, man? I crushed his ass, man. Yeah, the real highlight reel is in the ring, man. Not outside the ring, but in the ring. Now, these two morons I want to do. Floyd Mayweather Jr. and 50 Cent. No. We'll start with 50 Cent, man. Curtis. Listen up, man. Floyd may have gotten rich, but he would get knocked the fuck out trying. Make sense, Curtis? You know, I had a friend named Curtis, too, man. You know what I'm saying? He recorded me when the world title. See, my homie Curtis, I don't kick it with him anymore, but I talked to him a few months ago. He still supports me and shit, watches my fights. He's just been, busy doing his shit. He's, had some trouble with his girl, and he's been going back to Cleveland and shit like that, But listen up, Curtis. When I said that Floyd Mayweather Jr., your buddy, he got rich, but he would get knocked the fuck out trying. I mean, if he fought me, he would, come on, man, I'd beat Deontay Wilder, I'd beat Gilles Zavala, I just recently jabbed some heavyweight, I beat the shit out of him, I didn't just jab him, I beat his ass, and then I jabbed him in the end. This guy literally nearly got knocked out from my jab. a jab is a great punch. A jab is a punch, you know, to measure your opponent out, to set up the a jab is a punch to set up the power punches. You know what I'm saying? I jabbed him like it was a fucking power punch. That's how powerful I am, motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, so, and you and your boy Mayweather, the thing is, I believe in friends become enemies, enemies become friends. That's true. But you and Mayweather, you're not enemies. You're friends, friends. This whole, I remember you and Floyd as beef. You fought, you motherfuckers. You never fought. Where's the video? I'll see the video of you motherfuckers fighting. Man. You clowns never fought, man. Come on, what? Maybe you guys had a pillow fight. You motherfuckers never had a real fight. Yeah, you see my fights on YouTube, man? Me breaking fucking faces, man? That's real fucking shit right there, man. That's real shit. You got shot 9 times? If I hit you 1 time, you'd think you got shot 99 times, motherfucker. 50 Cent, man. You fucking clown. Man, I'm going to call you Curtis, dude. You 50 Cent, all that bullshit. You're nothing, dude. You're a clown. I fucking knocked fucking... I beat guys. Literally, you should... Go look at the videos, the heavyweights that I beat. All right? These guys make you look anorexic, son. Yeah, so get the fuck out of here with all that muscles bullshit. You're fucking flexing like you're fucking tough, man. I'd knock out you and Mayweather in the same fucking night, man. Fucking morons. And Mayweather Jr., I saw a picture of you standing next to Deontay Wilder. Hey, I punched Deontay Wilder, man. Did you ever punch Deontay Wilder? No, you didn't, man. Because you get in the ring. Come on, you know. Listen, I saw a photo of you motherfuckers. You get in the ring with Wilder. No, just even though you guys are friends, just be like, Wilder, me and you, let's just fight, just see who's better. Get in the ring with him. Get in the ring. I mean, listen, you get knocked out. That clown is 6'7", man. You're both clowns, but that clown will knock you out, man. He's 6'7", man. I TKO'd him in one punch, man. It's on YouTube, man. If I told these delusional haters that I TKO'd Wilder off video, none of them would believe me. But I did it on video, so they can't deny it. And they're saying shit like, oh, but he hit you back, and all blah blah blah. Yeah, but he got TKO'd. You know what I'm saying? It was a phenomenal fight in the ring. Like we both landed, but my connect. Far more impact. And you know how Scotty, the rapper that made the song, the rapper Bone Thugs and Busy Bone, shit like that, he recorded, you know, he said, Charlie Lee Wilder, and then I just went bomb. Are you kidding? Yeah, did you hear the snap of my punch? That just sounded like an atomic bomb. You couldn't even hear Wilder's shit. Yeah, because he punches like a bitch. But when I hit Wilder, man, that shit fucking... eardrums busting, man. Come on, now. Now, Gio Zavala, fucking huge motherfucker, mainstream MMA heavyweight. Man, I embarrassed this guy. I hit this guy at will with that jab, man. Now, that's a world-class jab, man. See, not only am I a knockout artist, you know, not only am I a volume puncher, an aggressor, you know, a guy who's always in your face, if I was going to throw punches, come forward, yeah, that's my style, but I'm also the best pure boxer in the world. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, I make Mike Tyson, my last recorded fight, I make Mike Tyson from the 80s look like a guy from a Tough Man contest, man. I make Tyson look like fucking Butterbean, man. Literally, man. I would kill Tyson, man. Kill him. I don't have a trainer. I fired all these idiots. And oh yeah, actually speaking, now Juan Ali, the son of a bitch that backstabbed me and introduced me to Cassius Green, and Cassius Green was the quote unquote referee my ass. That guy was on Mayweather's side. He wanted Mayweather to win, and Mayweather got knocked out. Mayweather senior. Oh, here's what happened. I beat Vasquez, and me and Curtis went to Juan Ali's house, and Juan Ali, he would even before I beat Vasquez. See, forget the internet retards. I got backstabbed by real life UBF people, by people that were actually, helped be a part of the organization, helped start the organization in underground boxing. Juan Ali was one of them. This idiot promised me a lot of money. He said he was going to help me make millions just off my brand name. No, he knew that underground boxing is just straight pride, not off the fights, but off like just my brand name, you know what I mean? I'm telling all my fans, Juan Ali was calling me, he's from Chicago, he talks, tries to talk all ghetto and shit. He'd be like, yo, man, champ, man, Charlie Z, man, I'm gonna help you get this paper, man. I'm telling you, man, you need to get this. He's like, yeah, man, you got them hands, boy. He's like, yeah, I've seen you be punching motherfuckers 10 times in 1 second, man. You could whoop anybody's ass. Yeah, it's all good, but you need to make that paper, man. I'm like, okay, cool, man. I'm gonna help him make that paper. Next day, Juan Ali calls me again. He's like, yo, man, Charlie, man. He's like, you need to make that paper, man. He's like, I'm telling you, man. I go to this motherfucker's house. Starts telling the same shit. He calls me again. He's like, yo, Charlie, I got something to tell you, man. I got some news, man. I'm like, what? He's like, you need to make that paper, man. And then I get annoyed with this motherfucker. And I'm like, all right, well, help me make that paper, man. I beat the shit out of everybody. I'm number one pound for pound. Help me make that paper. What does he do? Backstabs me. This motherfucker handed the belts when I beat Vasquez in Las Vegas. When I hit him 6 times in half a second, I called out Floyd Mayweather Jr. right after. Floyd Mayweather Jr. seeing that fight, he's like, hey, man, I'm cool, man. I don't want to get bumped on 6 times in 1 second, man. That's like getting hit with a fucking assault rifle, man. Fuck that, man. Yeah, but anyways. 1 second, I miss. And, yeah, so basically this one, all he got, he was all talk. He was, all talk. And speaking of paper, like money, these New York idiots that used to update my record. Hey, Clowns, you guys see the famous jab? 205-pounder? See it? Yeah, my motherfucker's head nearly decapitated. And you guys seen a near decapitation on YouTube, man? Oh, the win is updated, man. You son of a bitches, man. And 2 days ago, I scored another win. I once shot at a 6'4", 200-pound kickboxer named Awu. He's from Africa. African dude. He looks like Lennox Lewis. Yeah. Like the actor, professional actor Lennox Lewis. Yeah, man, I hit this guy in the jaw and said that. He didn't want no more. And then I got in this, after I hit him, I saw he got pissed off. He got angry. He got in this stance. I got in this stance. I said, hey, let's continue this on video. And then he just puts his hands down. He's like, no, not on video. He's like, maybe we can do the fight, but off video, though. I'm like, what? I'm like, you fucking pussy. I'm like, he got left hooked, son. I told him. I'm like, he got left hooked, man. 79-0, baby. Charlie's on up. This is my 50th knockout. I got 50 knockouts, man. 26 years old, 79 wins, 0 losses, 50 knockouts, man. Hey, boxer at Clowns, why don't you idiots go on your fake website and find me a fake fighter that has a resume like mine. I remember you idiots would always troll me and be like, oh, look at his resume, look at my fucking resume, you fucking clowns, man. You son of a bitches are going to, you're going to look on BoxRec for a resume like mine, and you're going to look forever. You're never going to find it. 26 years of age, motherfuckers. 4 victories in January. Beat a TV fighter on video. This year, last year, TV fighters, Joe Zavala, Deontay Wilder, come on, get the fuck out of here, man. Tyron Spence, this fucking clown fought that other clown, Alistair Overeem. I would murder that fucking Jew's head, fucking Overeem. Come on, man, everybody would kill him, man. Jizzaval would kill Overeem. Overeem's a bum, dude. I would kill him. The point is, Tyrone Sponge fought him. I punked Tyrone Sponge at the gym. You understand? Yeah, so, man. Yeah, I have Tyrone Sponge's number. We were supposed to box, and he backed out, you know. I don't even count it as a forfeit. Forfeits don't want to count. If I had forfeits were to count, I'd already be 100 now. The forfeits fuck up my KO percentage. I got 50 knockouts. I would have had more. If 14 people forfeit, I would have had 64 fucking knockouts. If 14 motherfuckers did not forfeit, I would have had 64 KOs, man. It's all good, man. You know, 15 knockouts, it's incredible. I got more KOs than this Marciano guy has, quote-unquote, wins. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And Floyd Mayweather Jr., yeah, Floyd, you need a... You're making a mockery out of boxing. You're a clown, dude. You know what I'm saying? You, Pacquiao, you're both clowns. It's irrelevant. I think your fight with him is going to be definitely fixed. Fixed or not, I would kill both of you. I beat Deontay Wilder. Enough said, son. That's it. I beat Jules Zavala, the last guy on video that I beat, 205 pounder, and that guy hit you in the fucking jaw. He put you to sleep. You're not in my league, man. I'm not that much bigger than Floyd, and I'm beating super heavyweights every single fucking fight. Last month, March 17th, I beat a K-1 heavyweight in Mansfield, man. 250 fucking pounds, man. One shot him in the stomach, and then he hit me back, and then I hit him, and then he quit. Literally in like 5 seconds, I stopped a fucking K-1 heavyweight, man. You go and fight a K-1 fucking kickboxer and stop them in 5 seconds. You go do it. Go do it. Jules Zavala trains at El Centro, son. Go there right now. He's there every single day. Every day. Go there right now. Jules Zavala, mainstream MMA. MMA heavyweight. 260 pounds. Floyd, you're so fucking tough. Go there right now. Go challenge Zavala, man. Come on. That guy would kill you. Go. It's on video how I beat him. I got footage of me beating his ass. You don't. What footage do you have? You fighting some fucking 5'4" clowns? Come on, son. Really, you say you're the best? Go prove it. Prove it. Get in the ring with me. You'll get knocked out right away. You're a clown for it. You're a fucking clown. My wife is way sexier than your girlfriend or whatever the fuck, whichever fucking slut you have. My wife is way hotter than men. My wife, Daria, is the sexiest, most beautiful, best woman on this planet. We've been together 7 months. Tomorrow is our 7-month anniversary on April 2nd. We've been together since September 2nd. See, Floyd, I'm above you in every way, man. Okay. I'm a better boxer than you, much better. It's not even close. Not in my league. Not in my caliber. My woman is hotter than your woman. That's it. You can brag about your Maybachs, your Bugattis, and all that bullshit. That doesn't mean anything. That has nothing to do with fighting. You know what I'm saying? There's people that never threw a punch in their life, and they have billions of dollars. That doesn't mean anything. Okay, yeah, it's great. They're rich. Speaking of money, these clowns from New York, I did. My people, I did some digging on it. Yeah, there's to this day, they're making money off my brand name. They're selling the Ghost shirts. That is my money. Therefore, I did make money. But, I mean, it's my money. You know what I'm saying? I told them. I said, send a contract, written contract. You guys get a percentage. I'm going to be fair. You know what I'm saying? You guys get a good percentage. At first, I told them 60-40. Then I was even generous enough to say 50-50. These son of a bitches didn't send me a penny. They sent me the Ghost shirts. I knocked out Teardrop, the murderer. I lost my Ghost shirt that day. They sent me another one. Yeah, but they sent it to me for free, but they would sell them and they would make money. They still do. And that is, come on, who's Charlie Valenzuela? Me. But they're, that's my brand name. You understand? What they're doing is illegal. I did some research. I found out the most I can do is, well, I can hire a lawyer that would stop them, meaning that would stop them from making money off my name. But the money that they made off my name, it would not go to me, because we don't know how much money exactly they made. They could have made thousands. They could have made God knows how many. I don't know. But we need to know an exact amount, like an exact fucking amount they made. We don't know the amount. I mean, they've been doing it since 2012, so, they've 3-4 years, yeah, I'm sure they made a lot, the fucking cocksuckers, man. I'm sorry, God's going to punish them for me, but, yeah, you know, it's all good. Hey, I'm scoring the victories. You said Underground Boxing, federation.webs.com, and all 79 are updated, man. Official. The site looks even a lot better than their shit. I mean, you saw how they, when they did that top 10, you saw how they were, when they were writing, you know, listen, these idiots were, the articles they were writing, it didn't look professional. They were typing just horseshit, you know what I mean? Just like, these guys are these fucking clowns. Like, I saw it from day one. I was like, what the fuck is this? But then when I beat Derek the Giant, and they're like, oh fuck, you know, they're like, all right, we're gonna fuck this guy over. That's what they said. But then when I beat Derek the Giant, they saw the fight, they're like, oh shit, Charlie's off, he's indeed the GOAT. So now this is it. Let's stop updating his record. Let's stop making shirts of him. We're gonna continue doing fraud on him, but no, this is it. We can't pretend to be his friend anymore. He's truly the best. This is it. Charlie Zonoff exposed the clowns. Basically, it wasn't fun for them to pretend anymore, because they got exposed. Oh, fuck. It's like that feeling when they're, you know, they're talking shit, blah, 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 and then all of a sudden it's like Charlie Zonoff puts a video beating the shit out of a 300-pound super heavyweight. And these idiots are watching them, which, you know, they feel stupid. They're like, oh, shit. Fuck. And they're like, oh. No, it's like that feeling. It's like, you know, that shocking feeling. It's like, oh, fuck. That's it. Them and all the rest of the haters. Yeah, so, you gullible haters, man. If you thought that you motherfuckers are real, now you know it's fucking real. And Breezeback, you need mental evaluation, man. And whoever that guy is that has that channel, Charlie VTV, I think that's Breezeback. Whoever it is, Troll, you need some help, man. I destroyed Jacob. I TKO'd him. I punched him. I landed a haymaker, and he got quit. I outboxed him. Go watch the beginning, 024. I smacked him in the face. I outboxed him, jabbed to the body. And then he lands a lucky jab. Well, he landed one punch. I landed 8 punches. And then after that, I come up, boom. He quits. And he said, yeah, you got me. My opponent admitted that he lost. And your punk ass is saying, come on, man, you need help, dude. You know what I'm saying? Why do you think I don't respond to your bullshit? I don't know which. Yeah, you're leaving me shares. I don't know. I'm not reading it. I have no idea what you're writing. You fucking retard, man. Well, what can you be writing, man? You're writing gibberish. Yeah, breathing back, man, or whatever. You need help, man. You know, go to the mental institution, man. You're not, you know, 79 and 0. Now, let's talk about my reason right there. 6'4", 200 pounds. Pro kickboxing, man. Yeah, we're not just talking some big muscle head in the gym. No, we're talking a trained professional, real fighter. I smacked this guy one time in the face. This is it. I'm telling you, he was like, he was done. He didn't look happy. He looked mad. He got into a stance. I got into a stance. I said, hey, like, to hear this on the video? And all of a sudden, I humbled his bitch ass. He goes, maybe we can fight, but it has to be off video. I'm like, off video? Why did he say it has to be off video? Because he felt the power in the state. Even though I barely applied any power, he got hit. He was like, oh, fuck that. I'm so powerful, man. You know, just when I fucking touch you a little bit, this is it. You can already tell that I'm so fucking strong. And he was like, this is it. I beat him with one punch, man. That one punch fight, man. Are you kidding, man? If we continued, I would have knocked him out cold. 6'4", 200 pounds. But yeah, but before that, that dude was kicking, punching the bag, and that guy would fucking, that Alu, his name is Alu, my last victory, that guy would knock out both of the fucking Klitschko brothers, man. The guy was in his prime, he was in his 20s, and all that fucking bullshit these haters spread on that, being able to see, you're always getting old, man. Old man, all these motherfuckers, Jacob, the 205-pounder, this guy, come on, man, these guys are all in their fucking 20s, man. All these motherfuckers are in their prime, man. These guys are trained fighters. I'm beating the shit out of all of them, man. There's no more old man excuse, man. This is it. Old man, man. You fucking haters are sick, man. You understand? And I'm the strongest man, the fastest, the toughest man, and I got the hottest woman. And what do you people have? Nothing. Jealousy. That's what you people have. You understand? Let me tell you something. Say it's year 2013? Yeah. 2013. Yeah, exactly. 2013 or at the end of 2013, I believe, or right after I beat Virgil. Yeah, it was about a year ago, a year and a half ago. I saw a fan of mine, Hollywood Boulevard. And see, I was in a hurry. I was in a hurry to, you know, I don't know. I had to go somewhere. I had to, like, pick up championship boxing hat. I just really had to go. I was in a hurry. And this motherfucker, I went to middle school with him. He saw me, and he was like, Charlie Z. He was across the street. And I'm like, what's up, man? He's like, come here, dog. He's like, come here, man. I'm like, all right. I'm like, I got to go, man. I'm like, all right. He's like, oh, I seen you knock out me with a senior, man. That was phenomenal, man. I'm like, thank you, bro. Appreciate it, man. I'm like, I gotta go, man. I'm in a hurry. He was like, wait up, man. I live across the street. I'm like, come wait by my block, man. I gotta get a permanent marker. I'm like, why? He's like, I gotta get your fucking autograph, man. What you mean, why? I'm like, all right, man. Whatever. Let's go. This motherfucker gets fucking, like a license plate? Yeah, like he didn't get a license plate. He got some shit like a license plate, and he had me sign it. I got a permanent marker, and I signed huge letters. Number one, pound for pound, Charlie Zelenoff, man. You fucking delusional fucking scumbag haters, man. Yeah, what? Come on, who's ever asked for your autograph, man? My autograph is going to be worth a lot of money one day. What's your shit going to be worth, man? Come on, man. Oh, yeah, no, thing I forgot to discuss. Basketball, LeBron James, Queen James. Now, Queen James, you met the real, king, motherfucker. Half a pound king boxing, that is, Charlie Zelenoff, 2007. I used to be one of your biggest fans. I used to support you, Cavaliers, when you played for them at Jersey, number 23. I saw you at Belly Center. Your punk ass, friends with Mayweather, supporting Mayweather. I knocked out Mayweather's dad. I beat Gio Zavala. I beat so many TV fighters. I beat underground fighters. I beat Deontay Wilder. Yeah, Deontay Wilder, that guy would fucking kill you, man. I mean, you're not a fighter. I'm just saying, man. Not one time have you given me credit, punk. Not one time. I don't give a fuck how successful you are in basketball, how many triple-doubles you score, whatever. You're not winning the championship. But no. I changed my pick in basketball. who's going to win it. I changed my pick. I'm picking the Atlanta Hawks to win the NBA title. Yeah, the Bulls, I got respect for Pau Gasol, but Joakim Noah's picture with Mike Tyson, Scottie Pippen's picture with the Atlantic Floors, Derrick Rose and Taj Gibson party with me with a junior. I mean, because of one player, I'm going to root for a team that's full of naysayers, man. What the fuck? You know, fuck these motherfuckers. These motherfuckers seen me punch Deontay Wilder. They seen me fucking drop Mayweather. I mean, I may not give you credit, man. Yeah, your soul said, what's up to me? What the fuck? Because one, he's arguably their best player, but because he said, what's up to me? I'm a root for them. I mean, I don't know, man. I don't know. Listen, the Hawks, you know, I like the Bulls, but and the Hawks. But the thing is, the Hawks, I did some research on ATL. None of them have photos. None of them men with paid professional actors. You know what I'm saying? And even I saw, like in 2013, when the Hawks beat the Sacramento Kings. Floyd Gay was a junior bandwagon fan. He was holding the Sacramento Kings, like, flag, standing next to the mascot, rooting for them. I mean, oh, come on, obviously the Hawks don't like him. He's rooting against them. And the Hawks won by, like, fucking 20 points that game. The Kings suck. Yeah. And Mayweather walked off the court off pissed, so he's definitely not an Atlanta Hawks fan. And this fucking, oh, another corner I don't want to expose, Stephen Gay Smith. Sorry, Stephen A. Smith. No, wait, I pronounced your name right the first time, right? Yeah, correct. Stephen Gay Smith. Charlie Zonoff is the greatest of all time. Not Mayweather, not Pacquiao. Type in Charlie Z, TKO1, Wilder. Type that in. Man, you're going to see real explosiveness, man. That was 2014. I've won 23 fights in 2014. Floyd Mayweather Jr. did not win that. I don't think he's won that many fights in a fucking decade. Let's see. This year, we're in April now. But from January to March, I've won 8 fights. Yeah, Deontay Wilder. Deontay, how many fights have you had this year? One. How many fights do I have this year? 8. So who the fuck is the champ? There you go. All you mainstream fucking bitches, man. You son of bitches can't fucking tie my boxing license, man. If Muhammad Ali was, I'm saying if you get a time machine, you get Muhammad Ali, like, when he was my age, he'd put both of us in the ring right now. I would knock him out cold in the first round. Maximum, he lasts 20-30 seconds because he'd run. I'd have to cut the ring and get him on the ropes. And I hit a lot harder than George Foreman. Yeah, I'd knock him out. And Mike Tyson, I would knock the tattoo ink off him. Lennox Lewis, I'd knock the fucking dreadlocks off him. Evander Holyfield, man. Well, I mean, he sucks. I mean, he just bounces. Holyfield, he just bounces around the ring. He like that dude. He, I don't know. Overrated. Nothing special at all. I would kill Holyfield. You know. Hey, Evander. At least now we know who the real warrior is, motherfucker. You know, Evander. I got a tattoo on my left hand that says Warrior. I TKO Deontay Wilder. With that hand. Deontay Wilder, as much as I hate him, as much as I think he's overrated, Deontay Wilder would kill you, rather. I killed him in the ring. No, I mean, I destroyed him in the ring. Yeah, and he got disqualified in the fight after. So, I mean, come on. We know who the real warrior is, motherfucker. You're a clown. And, that's what it is. And, yeah, the last guy beat, man. What can I say? A phenomenal victory, man. One punch fight. See, I had a glove in my right hand. I was gloved up, and then my other hand, I didn't have a glove. I wanted to put it on, but this guy came up to me. Oh, who? The kickboxer. He started shadow boxing in front of me. And I'm like, what the fuck is this clown doing? And I just, like, had a reaction. I just clipped him in the jaw, and this guy just quit. He got into a stance, and I got into a stance, and then he got intimidated, and I punched him. And I didn't hit him, like, super hard. I hit him good. I clipped him, you know, regular punch. I got him in the face. And then, you know, I said, hey, you want to continue this on video? And he said no. He said yeah, we can fight, but not on video. I'm like, what do you mean we can fight, but not on video? Let's fight on video. You know, so I can beat your ass and put it on YouTube. And he said no. And there you go. We can fight, but not on video. That means we don't want. That means I don't want to fight. He didn't want to fight. No, we fought already. He got punched and he quit and he got. That's a TKO. Yeah, that's not a forfeit. That's a technical knockout. You don't have to put somebody unconscious to not. Hey, I punched him. He quit. I won. So that's 79 minutes. Yeah, like when I before that I hit some motherfucker in the body. Lightly tapped him in the body. You know, he said, "Come on, motherfucker, let's go." Some heavyweight at the gym. I was like, you know, taunting me, you know, just trying to provoke him so he could box me. You know, yeah, I'm not going to count that. I'm just punching him in the body. But this was a headshot. I connected a headshot on this motherfucker. I will. Yeah, I'm gonna count. That's a win, man. Come on. What the fuck? Win, no, I'm 79. Win number 69. Bare knuckle. I knocked the guy out cold. The guy was a heavyweight, super heavyweight, to like 230, 240 pounds, not more. He got knocked out. The guy's blood was on the pavement. It happened in the alley right by my homie's house. He went to the alley and he said, dude, he's like, you fucking here, we killed this guy. And his fucking blood's on his fucking. Yeah, but listen, I have a beautiful wife. I promise her that my victories are going to be in the gym. The ringer in the gym only. I love her. And she loves me. And I said, all 79. The greatest of all time scored all 79 for the Zellhouse. She's been wearing that ring for a while, man. I posted pictures on Facebook. Yeah. She's been wearing that ring for a while, man. Right before I smashed that kickboxer, right before I smashed the guy that I jabbed, the bald heavyweight that I jabbed, he flew away. Right before I smashed him, right before I smashed the K1 heavyweight, I told her, I said, baby, this is all for you, and I'm just tearing shit up. Did you see, it's, now that I'm married, it's just like so much more motivation. And that's why it would be great if I rematched Deontay Wilder now, because I would knock him out cold, but at the same time, I'd beat him already. He doesn't want to fight again. That fight, there's never going to be a Zelenoff Wilder 3. I'd beat him. And, that's it. That chapter's over. That chapter's closed. I'd beat Wilder. Oh, and Klitschko, he's, like I said, Klitschko, not in my league. I would kill him. He's tailor-made for me. My style is just, I mean, if Corey Sanders, who's not in the caliber of Charlie Zelenoff, you know, Corey Sanders is not hitting nearly as hard as me, not nearly as fast as me, and he put Klitschko to sleep. Can you imagine if I hit Klitschko? What? I would kill you. That's why you never answer your fucking phone. You had your boy Tom Wolf or answer the phone for you. I left my number. You never gave a call back. Confirm, you never wanted to box, nothing. All you have to do, forget to offer. All you got to do is call up your smart partner, Deontay Wilder, and be like, what's Charlie's on? I'll tell him, so I can box him. Why don't you do that? Because you know you'll get knocked the fuck out. You're a clown, Klitschko. You're a joke. Glass jaw. Not coordinated. My style, like I said, you're tailor-made for me. Vladimir. You would ever get in the ring with me, you would get knocked out. Listen, you cannot handle pressure. And that's what kind of fighter I am. Go watch my fights. I'm sure you've seen my fights on YouTube. Go watch my fights on YouTube. I rush everybody, okay? The guy hit in the head 10 times? Yeah, that guy would give you a run for your money, motherfucker. I destroyed him. I hit him in the head 10 times, stopped him. That's my style. I rush people. I'm not going to, like, basically, they put bums in front of you, Klitschko, so you can get your fake easy wins, you know, so you can feel comfortable, so you can play it safe fight against me. Let me tell you something. Ain't no play it safe. You're in some real fucking danger against me. Against me, your jaw's getting hit, you're getting knocked out, like I said. I beat Deontay Wilder. You sparred him. I fought him, and I beat him. There you go. I'm number one in the world. Charles Oliver, the greatest.